So what defines a corpse? Is a corpse when you die immediately? Like, is that like, do you become a corpse as soon as you stop existing, as soon as you, like, your brain activity dies, like, or ends, whatever? Or is corpsehood a sort of status that is a kind of after state, that is there alive and then like dead, and then corpse is later when you become stiff?
We can maybe get the Supreme Court to take this up when they renegotiate abortion and the point of conception.
Know what their findings would be. We're all defined as corpses right now.
Yeah, you become a corpse the second you have sex. Yeah.
If you vote Democrat, you're technically, legally, you're a corpse.
It's not bad at all.
We're all necrophiles.
I think right as you die.
Really?
As soon as you die. Boom, wow. You're a corpse. Yeah.
There's got to be a grace period. Because, like...
Why?
Well, if you get, like, electrocuted or, like, CPR'd or whatever, and you're, like, legally dead, but then undead, you weren't... Were you a corpse for a few minutes?
Yeah, was Colton Burpo a corpse?
Colton Burpo is a liar.
Well, there's a memoir title.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my true crime, like, novelist, was Colton Burpo a corpse.
I feel like there's some kind of internal corpse timer on you.
It feels like it.
Like, I feel like corpse is the point of no return. Like, a corpse nah. That is then alive is a zombie versus, like, a person who, like, was legally dead and then alive was never a corpse.
Well, if a person was legally dead, they were legally a corpse.
So if you're declared dead, that's what, and a then corpse is. Come back.
It's a dead body.
You are... you have exited the corpse phase and you're now controversial. What if we're all corpses?
Yeah.
Like, what if corpse is just body? I mean, corpse does mean a body, right? So
it means a dead body, especially of a human being rather than an animal.
But look at the archaic definition. A human or animal body, yes, whether living or dead.
Ooh. Unless you probably just comes from, like,
this is a good thing for our spectacular is talking about our corpses.
Yeah. Let's see what Google has to say. When does a... I'm going to get flagged by the fucking FBI. When does a body become a corpse? Ooh! Ooh! 24 to 72 hours after death. The internal organs decompose. The body starts to bloat, and blood containing from foam leaks from the mouth and nose.
Whoa, really?
How long until a corpse becomes a skeleton? Usually about 3 weeks.
That seems too short.
3 weeks from corpse to skeleton.
That's fast.
A lot longer than that.
In a temperate climate, it usually requires 3 weeks, two several years, for a body to completely decompose into a skeleton, depending on factors such as temperature, humidity,
and that's
presence of insects, and like submergence in a substrate such
if
as water.
Bloating is one of the descriptors of corpsehood that I'm well on my way, sadly.
All right, so there are four stages of human decomposition. The first is autolysis, which begins immediately after death, and it means self-digestion. As soon as the blood circulation and respiration stop, there's no way of getting oxygen or removing waste. I vote that that's when you're a corpse, when your blood circulation and respiration stops. Because doesn't your heart beat for like a minute or two? I don't know. I'm not a medical professional.
No.
And then bloat.
Yeah.
And then active decay, and then skeletonization, which is a good word.
Autolysis. Huh. Mm-hmm. So corpsehood would be when the bloating phase begins.
Huh. No. You just said that it's as soon as the heart stops.
Yeah, but if you have a heart attack, you're not dead.
Ooh.
I don't know. This is. I think we need to phone a doctor.
There's also that thing where...
Someone call their PCP right now.
Let's do it.
Call the emergency.
I need to tell you about my doctor, and we might as well just do it here. So, my old PCP like changed practices or whatever in February. So I was doctorless for a bit, and I said, whatever. What could happen that I would immediately need a new PCP?
How about that thing where after you die, you can still get a boner?
How long is your delay?
He's frozen in the most hilarious position of like confusion, but it's like irritated, confused.
Oh, We need a soundboard just for that, just to play it mid. There's also the thing.
In the middle of a completely unrelated conversation.
Still frozen. He's probably still talking.
Oh yeah, that took a I said that minutes ago.
It went around the world four times before getting it.
You were asking about for Christmas episode what our favorite jokes were. Oh, this man. Is mine. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you want to try and finish that story?
I think that was. I don't even know. Yeah, I hope, Dave. If you have more boner things, say them now so they show up at the right time. What's going to be extra hard is when I edit them together. It's not going to be delayed.
What's going to be extra hard is Dave's boner after he dies.
I think you have to. Yeah. Oh. Fuck, that was so funny. My glasses are fogging up.
Do you want to tell us something about your doctor?
God.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know if I can. So my doctor quit, and I needed a new doctor, but I didn't see any urgency for it, and then a pandemic happened, and then it got really hard to find a doctor. So I started calling around forever, and I needed one, because at some point, you need a doctor. At least at first, you needed a doctor to get a test. So I started calling around, not getting a lot of luck with people taking patients. Finally, I found this guy who, like, his answering service wasn't working or whatever, so he just answered his own call. Always good.
Bad sign, yeah.
Yeah, and then yada yada, the call ended with, fuck it, I'll take you on. So I said, great, you're the man for me. And this was in, like, April, maybe, March. Fast forward to the summer, and I needed a test. So I called him up. He's like, all right, great. Did a little telehealth thing. It was pretty fine, fairly normal. And he's like, after your test is over, why don't you come on in for a physical? I said, okay, fine. So go to the doctor's appointment. It's at like a strip mall down by Cape Cod.
Sure.
Next to a tattoo parlor and a barbershop. There's a sign printed on someone typed it on Word and printed it out and taped it to the door that said, Dr. Blank has moved to this address. Okay. Great. Awesome. So I hopped in my car, drove to the new address, which was at least in a medical facility.
Yeah, that's something.
So that was nice. When I get in there, there's like a bunch of people in line for a different doctor, but not this one. So I just marched right in. I was like 15 minutes late because, of course, the new one was like four exits away from his old office. So I get in. This dude comes out. He's like 90. And he acts and looks a little bit like Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters.
That's awesome.
So he's just like talking about like nonsense. Give me a physical. I'm in perfect health, apparently. And then he's telling me that, like, I don't really need medicine. There's one thing that will, like, make everyone's life better, and he does it every day. Maybe it's made, like, Martin Short being Rick LaLanne. I don't know. Because then he's like, we're going to have a push-up contest right now.
What?
I said, are you serious? He's like, yeah. You're going to do more than me. Okay. This dude, he's, like, at a minimum 82.
Oh, God.
And drops to the ground and just busts out 30 push-ups. They were like really bad old man push-ups. Like, but he did it. And I was like, fuck, all right. So now I have to do push-ups with this old man. So I did it and I did 31 and then stopped. But I also cheated and did little old man push-ups. So, but he was cool with it. And then he's like, well, we should probably do blood labs. I said, okay. And he goes, well, here's the thing. It takes too long there. Right? He's like, yeah, there's like a line and like I got to do paperwork and stuff. Okay. So he goes, I can just do them.
God.
I said, all right, fine. That's fine. You're a doctor, right?
There's obviously like not. He's obviously not a doctor. By now it's clear.
No. He had the things. He had the hammer thing for the knees.
Incontrovertible sign of doctorhood is having the hammer thing. They give it to you in a secret ceremony.
So he's like, we're just going to do this. He's like, hop up there. I'm going to take your blood. All right. Let's get this done. So he does, but then the tourniquet breaks.
He was using his old tie.
And he goes, yeah, it was like a rubber, like a, not hosing, but like a, stretch band or whatever. It's like, it snaps. So he yells at his secretary, whose name was Kathy. Kathy, come on over here. And she's like, what? Kathy, by the way, because she and I chatted on the phone a couple months previous, there was a part-time receptionist for him and a part-time lunch lady in the public schools. It's great. And then so he's like, Kathy, I'm out of tourniquets. Why don't you walk down to the blood labs and get me some and just tell them I'll pay them back. So now we're going to the blood labs to get the tourniquet because it was too far to walk to the blood labs to do the blood lab. All right, fine. So I just sat there and I talked him up about whatever we're talking about. She comes back with a handful of tourniquets. He wraps me up. He does a great job of drawing blood, probably the best I've ever seen. I didn't even feel the needle. It was great. He did it. And he's like, all right, so I'm just going to walk this over there later, and then I'll have the results back because that way we don't have to wait in line. I just hand it to him and tell him to do it. I said, okay, that's cool, man. And he's like, so I'll see you in a couple years. Sweet. Why don't I get a physical next year, or maybe if those blood tests are something else, then maybe I'll come in sooner. And he's like, yeah, physicals are for suckers. It's just an insurance thing. You don't really need one. And I said, okay. Well, I'm gonna make an appointment for a year from now, and then if we find that we don't need it, then we'll do that. He's like, all right, that's fine. I'll see you next year. And that was my doctor who's...
It's like a doctor who's like a QAnon conspiracist or something like that.
No, he was great. Yeah, his name was Ronnie, whatever. Yeah.
That's fucking insane. So, his theory was that everyone needs to do push-ups to become in better health. That's the way he's approaching medicine.
But shitty push-up.
He didn't mean push-ups should be done in lieu of medicine. But he just meant if you're doing push-ups every day, you're going to be less likely to need medicine.
Because I think the push-ups do, like, treat cancer. Yeah.
It tracks, I guess, with the same thinking that, oh, this guy must be a doctor because he has a knee hammer.
And he telehealth break from his a leg elbow Subaru. Hammer.
Just moved out of the piercing salon.
On the run, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's great, and I can't wait to see him again in 2 years.
It's amazing. I hope that he's not in jail by that point.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be dead. He's real.
Sounds like he's playing fast and loose with everything.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing lots of push-ups, so. Oh, full circle. So eventually he will be a corpse.
And he'll get that boner, yeah.
He already did. I left that part out. That's why the push-ups were so shallow.
And maybe have a boner.
You said tourniquet. Yeah, we knew what you really meant.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fucking wild. I mean, good for you.
Old man needle that boner.
Terrifying. That's insane.